Oh, massive news, left, right and centre in the UK. Good morning, Adam. Massive. Prince Andrew will be facing a civil trial in the US after a motion to dismiss his sexual abuse lawsuit was dismissed itself.
Yes, a judge in New York said that the agreement that Virginia Giuffre had made with Jeffrey Epstein, this agreement whereby she waived certain rights to sue other people and to take a large sum of money from him, etc., did not benefit Prince Andrew, and therefore the Queen's second son will stand trial. Now, whether he actually turns up is another matter, but the lawyers had certainly argued that he should be excused because of that deal, which, frankly, it's a bit slimy to say, well, there's a deal, and could it possibly apply to our client? Not because he's innocent, but just because they're trying to get him off the hook.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is the way that we could end up, is that there may not be a trial. It may get settled out of court, which is, frankly, a bit stinky for anyone's reputation. Not that it means he did anything necessarily, but how did he get out of this with anything still intact? I saw a headline that said, a difficult day for the royal family. Understatement or what? Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Not looking good for him. Boris Johnson under further pressure from his own colleagues after he decided to apologise for hosting those illegal drinks during lockdown.
Yeah, difficult day for the Prime Minister, yes, all round. Yeah, those in seats of power here aren't doing so well. And this was about, the fact that there were parties being held in lockdown, so the rest of us were meant to be complying, plenty of people couldn't do things, and in the midst of it, there were essentially nine government parties, not all of them at Downing Street, but this particular one at Downing Street, which just came to light. Boris Johnson has apologised. He said he didn't know it was a party. But, I mean, there is a reasonable point here, which is that Downing Street, number 10 Downing Street, is both a place of work and a home and an office. It's all of that, with lots and lots of people there. So he says that he walked out into the garden, realised that essentially it was a bit of a do, and should have shut it down, but didn't. So he has apologised. He looked really quiet. He was playing it very low-key, very straight bat. He's doing that thing that Donald Trump learned to do, which is either say nothing or say very little and pretend that you're Teflon. And people might believe that you're Teflon, but you know what? There is so much stuff sticking over this story and the other parties and the other indiscretions by various cabinet ministers and advisers and so forth. It just feels like if this is not the death knell, this is certainly a huge blow to Boris Johnson. And I love the idea as well, I don't know about you, Chris, that somehow you could walk into a party and not know it's a party. Let me see. Maybe the drinks and the party hats and the vol-au-vent and maybe the fancy dress with them. No, they weren't in fancy dress, but, you know, could you seriously go to a party and not know it's a party?
The clinking of glasses would give it away. Now, an interesting new study is out on how much time we really waste.
I love this stat. We waste, according to this study, 26 days every year. And that's not the sort of classic waste of time, you know, watching a rubbish TV show or something. This is all the stuff in between. So our lost 26 days, about 100 minutes every day, is, according to this survey, spent queuing in traffic, generally just queuing, waiting for the kettle to boil or for the tea or the coffee to brew, flicking between TV channels when we're not really watching anything, we're just flick, 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 whatever, and being left on hold on the phone anytime you're trying to get something done or you're on the, I don't know, onto your council or something, it's usually wasted time.
Yes.
So it tells us that we should be doing things, we should be honing skills and learning languages whilst we're doing nothing else. The only thing is, Chris, I mean, I do get the idea that we do waste a lot of time. I do some of my best thinking when I'm glazed over standing in a queue.
You're right.
I actually like those moments. I think they're good moments.
In particular, in a car going from point A to point B, you can come up with some of the great ideas the world has ever known.
Yeah, all my best inventions. Oh, hang on, I haven't got any. If I had any inventions, they would have happened in traffic queues. It's true.
Very true. Great stuff. Good on you, Adam. Thank you very much, mate.
Thanks, Chris.
Adam Gilchrist from the UK. Big stories out of the UK today.